the Devil's Advocates. We drink when we toast. We toast when we drink.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Get Your Ass Back to Work Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on, and Dominic, I've been joined by a good friend. Been missing this cat. Well, not recently. We were at his bar recently. He is Hawk Sullivan. He's got three finer neighborhood bars, and we're doing a tour, Dom. The summer of love continues. Hawk, welcome back, man.
How you doing?
Hey, good. Hawk. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you in your weird blue screen background.
How can you tell? How can you tell?
Well, you're not broadcasting from the middle of Brady Street in front of some bar.
He's in his grandma's basement.
Don't tell grandma.
Ah! Get the meatloaf.
No, you're thinking of Glenn Grothman, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely lives in his mom's basement, right? I mean, like, if there is ever a guy you met and you had to make a quick judgment.
Congressman / serial killer?
Yeah.
What?
He was allegedly. So quiet.
Allegedly. Theoretically.
It's kind of sad, right? Because, like, I would like there to be just decent people who I disagreed with. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like your policy on that. I disagree with that. Instead of wretched, horrible people who run our, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just frustrating.
Well, we know what you're saying.
Where are those people, Hawk? I mean, that's a great point.
I think the system is kind of like, who wants to be a part of that? I know people who work in the Capitol right now, and they're like, the most benign law that you could get changed. I have a law. I'll tell you a law. So you rent Coke. I have to rent my Coke guns and stuff, you know? Like, you pay them a nominal fee, you know?
At the bar,
yeah. And it's like $22 a month, whatever. It's not about the money. But it's about, so my, the Coke rep is like, yeah, Wisconsin's one of only two states in the whole country that makes us charge you for this equipment that you use and sell our product, okay? And I'm like, well, that's stupid. And she's like, yeah, it's stupid. Do you know somebody could change? So I call. I kind of do a little investigation. And he's like, Hawk, that should totally be something that we could totally, like, Republicans would. They'd be like, yeah, you should get rid of that law.
Tavern League sense. Loves us, and we love the Tavern League.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of this $22.
Right, totally. Makes sense.
And he's like, but you don't understand. It is so toxic here that you can't even get something that's, like, totally benign passed, because if it comes from one side or the other side is just like, nah.
So let me ask you this then. Are we in our mocking and jesting and prodding and poking at Republicans for their behavior and their inaction on things that we find important? Do you think that perhaps we contribute to that toxic mix?
Is
Hawk?
Dom making it worse, Hawk?
You know, I mean, or should we be making more of an effort to embrace those that, you know, would still, if we can find them, Hawk? I guess that was to your point. It's not just people that we disagree, but we go on our day and remain cordial and friendly. It's weird, and like people are like taking it really personally, and okay, the whole mask and medical thing.
I know. It depends on what you're disagreeing about. My wife will tell you, you know, like, there's, so what happens is that the idea of compromise is great on certain issues, okay? Infrastructure, okay, yeah, you want to compromise on that. Right. But, like, when you talk about, like, certain things you compromise on, like,
I'm not compromising on fascism, Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think there's certain things that you're like, no, I'm not compromising. You're in the wrong. Sorry, but, you know. And actually, if you take, you know, if you look at surveys across the country on certain issues, you're right. You know, it's like, and I think someone said it great. They said, Republican voters are for this. You know, Republican voters are 80% for this, but Republicans, elected Republicans, aren't, you know, for it. So, it's frustrating. I don't know. I just wish it would be, yeah, I wish you could just have a regular old debate with a regular conservative, wherever they are.
Is there such a thing in either of those?
Whatever rock they're hiding under, you know. Like, like, I don't even care about Trump. Whatever. There's lots of pieces of crap out there in the world, you know. But, like, when people don't stand up to pieces of crap, you know,
even
that it
regulates,
yeah,
that Hawk, right? And
yeah,
that's what Trump is.
The Democrats threw Kavala in jail. I mean, the Democrats made Al Franken quit, right? Right? I mean,
right?
He quit.
Yeah, yeah.
The Democrats made Al Franken quit.
Yes.
Think about that for a second, everybody. Everybody in the radio right now.
Well, you can't make someone quit, but they did pressure
him. But they basically
him.
Made him quit, right? For
they
what he was
him.
Accused of. Okay, yeah. Let's think about that for a second. Yeah, That's messed up when you think about it. I'm not saying it's messed up that he shouldn't have quit. I'm just saying that we Democrats, I don't call myself a Democrat, I call myself an independent, but got him to leave because of the accusations that he was, you know, and maybe he should have.
It's almost like we have a moral standard. It's almost like we try to hold our leaders accountable to that moral standard. And, you know, I'm not saying Al Franken greatly transgressed against my moral standards. You know, he did some things he shouldn't have done. Inappropriate photos, maybe. Simulated touching that he didn't even touch.
There's a spectrum, right? I think there's a spectrum, and where you fall on that spectrum in harassment, there's a spectrum of harassment. And you know,
Joe Biden used to sniff hair, and Donald Trump used to grab him by the...
That's right. Yes. There we go.
Slight
see?
Difference
spectrum.
In
yes.
spectrum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a different spectrum. Anyway, but yes. So, but you know what? You were, to digress to back what you're saying we jumped on about...
This whole conversation is a digression. Go ahead.
Is employment. Because Crudy and I talked about employment beforehand, and I think because lots of restaurants and bars are having a hard time, and the service industry is having a hard time. So, please, to all the listeners, if you're in a restaurant and bar and you're not having the best service, look around, man. They might be completely understaffed, and just try to be cool, okay? Like, try to be cool. Don't hop on Yelp and crap and give them bad reviews because of a circumstance that they might be at, like, it might not be in their hands, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get back on our feet again, and it's not easy. And I think that what we were talking about earlier,
yeah,
I think,
stop crapping on Annie's campground on Yelp.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, screw Yelp, by the way. Don't ever go to Yelp. Okay. Like, but anyway, but I think people, the pandemic has, I think, made people reevaluate what they like their jobs and what they value, what they get, you know, like wait staff.
It was a big reset, Hawk.
Yeah.
For
big
a lot
reset.
Of people.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Anyway, I saw this video, this guy saying the reason why, healthcare, if there was a basic healthcare in this country, there would be mass people, like people quitting left and right their crappy jobs, and people would get, a lot of people would get divorced actually because they're
right.
married to their spouse who has good health
or the insurance. But the other flip side of that, Hawk, you would have a lot more people being entrepreneurial, taking more risks,
yep.
and trying new and different things because now they're not, you know, hogtied to a crappy job or a crappy marriage because, you know, they got to make sure they have some insurance to live on.
I know. I would love to see what people would do or work for a job they don't, you know, that they like doing. They pays less, for instance, but they love to do the job.
They love to do it, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then all of a sudden,
look at who you're talking to.
Oh yeah, see, look at it. Crudy gets paid nothing.
At least they have real jobs. Tom and I both. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, holding up pieces of crap on the radio for Hawk scrutiny since 2012. We got a good buddy. He's Hawk Sullivan, proprietor of the finer neighborhood bars, including the Jade Monkey, the Atomic Koi, and Hawk's on State Street. And Hawk, we're going to have a big party. Now, we did the Jade Monkey.
That was pretty big. You remember at the beginning of that party, it was, you know, kind of slower inside. Outside was full the whole time. And then around 4, it started like really getting busy.
Well, we discouraged people from coming before
the
live
performance. Yeah, stop doing that. What are you doing, Dom?
It wasn't me, man.
So from here on,
we are open at 2.
We're opening at 2. We're doing a live party at 2. You're encouraged to attend at 2. We're going to be at the Atomic Koi, the Fighter Neighborhood Bar Hawk owns out in Fitchburg. We've partied there before. That is a funky, fun bar as well. It's got the booths in the back. And we encourage you all to come on down and party. Doesn't cost you nothing, but, you know, bring some money and buy some cold ones. And, of course, tip the staff. And, Hawk, you were mentioning you're not struggling in the same way that some of your competitors are to staff up.
I don't know. I mean, listen, man, it's funny because after this story, I'm not going to name the name, but everybody in Madison knows about this guy who was an owner of a bar, and he was a pretty crappy guy, and he ran around, and he threw oranges at people. Anyway. After reading the story of this bar owner who was like a wretched bar owner, I was like, man, my employees should be happy as heck to work for me because I am a saint, man. Like, I don't hang out there and drink, you know. Like, I barely ever drink, which is kind of sad. No. I think that, for one, bars are a little easier, okay, because bartenders make a little better money. Cooking staff at Hawks, I think most of my staff, I have a handful of really good full-time employees that have been with me for a while, and I take care of them, I think, you know. But, yeah, it's been bad.
Well,
I have friends.
more importantly, Hawk, and I can tell you this, man, I'm also a small employer. It's not your perception of whether or not you're taking care of the people.
Oh, yeah.
It's theirs.
It's theirs, yeah.
And if they're still working for you, buddy, post-pandemic, you did something okay. And that's the only solace I take when these guys show up for work every day, because they ain't making enough money. I know that for sure-sies. And I love my staff. I love my guys. And all we can do is show them we love them and pay them what we can afford to pay them. And hope they keep showing up for work, Hawk.
Yeah, then the COI is funny because my COI employees, my four main employees out there, they are going to come back. They said they were just so bored sitting at home. They're like, we don't care if we can't make any money. We just want to go work, and like we just want to get back. You know, like this is back in March, right before we were going to open up again. And yeah, I had a couple employees who were kind of hesitant to come back, you know, in COVID, but they got their vaccines and stuff, and now they're good. And Dane County's great. Thank you, Dane County, by the way, for vaccinating so
thank
well.
Thank you, Joe Parisi. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Right, because it really helps me as a business owner facilitate my businesses and feel safe. Like, I go to my bars and I feel relatively safe being there. I go out to restaurants, I feel relatively safe being in restaurants. So thank you, Dane County. Keep it up. Keep on getting vaccines. Convince your relatives to get vaccines. Yeah, so maybe I'm lucky. I don't know. My friend used to say that my luck is the residue. He said your luck is the residue of hard work, because you worked hard, you treat your people right, you know, you're not an a-hole, and they can spot it, right? They notice that you're a good person. Maybe my family, my two kids kind of changed me. I don't yell as much anymore. I don't know. Once you get two young kids, and I don't go around yelling at them. But no, we've been very fortunate. Now, I will say this on the air. Star Bar, which used to be mine, that was there for 7 years, is not going to reopen. I would like to blame it on COVID. It's not the reason why. I just didn't hit the right kind of atmosphere there, or that this, that, and the other. But I can tell you that I have plans to open another bar.
Oh,
yeah, in Fitchburg. Well, hopefully far enough away from the COI that it won't affect that.
Don't cannibalize another casino down the street, man.
No, I'll have it be a different kind of atmosphere, but it'll be like about a year and a half from now. My landlords out there are pretty awesome, and they asked me to do a place in one of their buildings that hasn't been built yet. So
awesome, man.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the new finer.
I know, then you don't have to advertise to them.
Hawks Bar. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Let's hope your business is thriving, man, and you know, you treat your people right, and you throw a hell of a party, and you got good bars, and we're going to the Atomic Koi in Fitchburg. We're going back. It's been years.
It has been. When was it? Like, well, it's been 3 years.
The last thing I remember was being interviewed in the back booth of the Atomic Koi by Jesse Apoy and me and Dom, and that was the day she asked us if we had any regrets for calling Chris Kapinga.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, do you want Jesse to be there again? I'll reach out.
Oh, well, absolutely.
I'll try to get Jesse to come there. Yeah.
And the county executive will invite him back as well.
Oh, was he there too?
Yeah, he was at the party at the Jade Monkey. Right. He appeared on the show.
All right, I'll let you guys do your interviewing thing. Don't worry, I won't step on your toes. You can get your own your own thing.
Are you going to hold our Devil Radio banner hostage like you did at the Jade Monkey?
I know. Crudy's like, I need that thing back.
Hey, that thing's got a lot of miles on it, Hawk.
To be honest, that was my responsibility that I failed to do.
Oh, my God, that's right.
You
I didn't tell you.
And you specifically told me, and I got to tell you, everybody on air, I'll fess up to it, I completely failed at that. Because I was enjoying the time had at the Jade Monkey with all you fine listeners.
Yeah, but he attached the banner with power tools.
I did. We're outside, man.
You think power tools are going to stop this kid?
Should have got your fingers out there.
Hawk Sullivan, one of our fine sponsors. We welcome him back. We're looking forward to the big party at the Atomic Koi Tuesday, July 20th. And we hope to see you all there. The party begins at 2 o'clock and it goes on till they throw us out, till whenever.
You guys are always very well behaved.
Well, speak for yourself.
Thank you, Hawk.
Thank you, Hawk. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate having you back. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. It's a Tuesday that feels like a Friday. We're airing the grievances at 844-967-2789.
I want to know, where is the server and what is the server saying?
I drink.